quarter to six and 57 degrees. Our warm wake up. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day with our friend Jason Cairns, my brother from another mother. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was at the celebration of life for our dear friend Jerome Jacobs last night, and as in Menominee at Olson Funeral Home, wonderful facility they've got there, and to nobody's surprise, there were little sandwiches, there was some pasta and potato salad, and then there were probably, you know, more desserts than you've ever seen at any kind of celebration of life before. So,
as it should be, right? Yeah. I mean, one, when celebrating life, should have mountains and mountains of dessert.
One friend said, I don't know if this is accurate. I mean, I'm tempted to just say Jerome would make hundreds of cakes every year to give away. A close friend, somebody who was closer to him than me, said he made 500 cakes a year to give away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is a lot of cake.
I know. And I got some of them. I got some of them over the years. I did. And he could make just incredible. This apple coffee cake was, I mean, he was just so good. And it wasn't just making it. Like, I'm kind of thinking, wow, I could try to follow in his footsteps, but it would be just, it would pale in comparison, you know?
Yeah. And then my question is, did he ever make a cake that looked like Letters to the Beloved? Because I know he liked the book as well.
You know, I almost thought, because there were different items from him, and they had his somewhat tattered Bible there. It looked like an NIV. But I was almost expecting to see the big yellow phone book-like Letters to the Beloved there. So.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a pretty large cake.
There was a point we did. I remember we had him on here when he was out of the hospital, and he talked with us. And I need to find that audio, and we'll share it sometime. Because, yeah, he talked about having Letters to the Beloved in the hospital when he had the quintuple heart bypass surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the thing. I thought he was going to live to 100 because...
Right.
You know, the surgery, and then he lost a bunch of weight, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, I'm glad you were able to go to that.
Yeah. Thank you. That was good to see. Again, I realize how many people I don't know in Menominee, but I did see my dear friend Rebecca Husted and her husband Taylor and her four wonderful kids and her mom and dad and also his pastor from Living Hope. Over there. It used to be Oak Hills, but now Living Hope. Brent Juliet. So, anyhow.
Very cool.
But then I also did tell, you know, my son afterwards is like, Dad, you know, different family members will say, Dad likes going to funerals, ha, ha, ha. And so we talked about that some. I'm like, wow. I mean, on so many fronts, Dawson, I think it's a classy thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do. In this case, I needed to go because I needed to be around other people who knew him and loved him.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, it's dramatic. Like, your life's telling a story. My life's telling a story.
Yeah.
And so I want to go be there, hear about the story, be with other people, and let the family members know I loved and cared about this person.
For sure. Yeah. One of the things I always appreciated about John Piper was he talked about the importance of funerals, right? Mm. And because there's, in that time of death, there's such a reminder of life. Mm-hmm. And kind of our eternal destiny and all of those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. And I think we're reminded of that in those spaces.
Yeah, I mean, this person's, you know, we talk about your dash, right? And we also, I was trying to tell Dawson last night, you know, living in the larger story, you know, from Christ's death and resurrection to his coming. So don't just live in terms of your birth to your death, but live in light of the larger story.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very true. Absolutely.
That was the book you were avidly involved with, Living in the Larger Story, right?
Right. Yeah. Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. And, I mean, that was one of the things he talked about, right, frequently, was that living in that space. And, you know, and he certainly wrote about that more as he got closer and closer to the end. I mean, his last book was Waiting for Heaven.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. If you're a fan of Jason, you're a fan of us here in the mornings, I would encourage people get a copy of that book because Jason's got I think it's the first chapter in the book, which is your summary of all the books that Larry had written, maybe except for Waiting for Heaven, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and there's always been that question of do we go back and add in Waiting for Heaven, but haven't so far.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got one verse today. It's Acts 2:39.
Which says, this promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your terrific devotional commentary that Jerome loved. And says this: I did not promise my kingdom only to a select few who had their lives together. My call to wholeness is for everyone, even those who seem far away. Final thought.
You know, for me, there's this idea, this belief that God really desires wholeness for the whole cosmos. And that is what God is up to, is restoring all things. And sometimes when there's a lot of chaos in the world or even within ourselves, it's hard to remember that. And so I'm grateful for these reminders that we're given.
Absolutely. I love you, friend. How about tomorrow morning?
I love you, too. See you tomorrow.
See you then. Breakfast at Randy's at 7. Well, we are knocking on the door of June, Sam. It's as of midnight, we'll be into the sixth month of the year.
That's right. That's kind of crazy. I mean, I think we say this about every sequential month, but I really think May just flew by. I'm sitting here thinking, what happened?
Yeah, on the other hand, doesn't Mother's Day feel like it was a long time ago?
It kind of does. Yeah. And, yeah, now we're looking at Father's Day already.
I know.
Coming up this next month.
That's right. Crazy. Take care of your dad, please. Hey, we've got some of the things being commemorated, special events for June. For instance, June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
It's also Dairy Month.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we're going to celebrate big time our Culver's giveaway again here on the air. Your chance to win on WWIB. June is also getting ready for July because it's Fireworks Safety Month.
Why wouldn't that be in July, I wonder?
Getting you ready. I think you're buying your fireworks.
I suppose. Yeah. I suppose. It's also International Accordion Awareness Month.
Wow. Awareness. So just... Okay,
being
not
aware
just...
of accordions. That works. Okay.
Look out for those accordion players walking around the neighborhood. It's International Men's Month.
I can appreciate that. Uh-huh. It is also International People Skills Month.
Mm-hmm. You need to have those for sure. June is Perennial Gardening Month. Okay, see, similarly, I ask because inquiry... I'm asking, like, why isn't that earlier?
Yeah, right.
You certainly garden in June, but don't you need to start earlier?
Maybe we're trying to make up for those late May blizzards
here in Wisconsin.
It is also June is National Candy Month.
We have had a good time giving away $25 in goodies from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop here the last couple of weeks. And stick around for that again next week here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. June is National Iced Tea Month.
I know some southern states that will really appreciate
Sweet
that.
Sweet tea.
It's also National Rose Month.
Saw some beautiful roses last night. I was at our friend Jerome Jacobs, his celebration of life, Olson Funeral Home in Menominee, and some beautiful roses there. National Seafood Month during June.
National, I like this, Soul Food Month. There's nothing quite like soul food.
That's right. And National Steakhouse Month.
I think that goes with the Soul Food Month. It's also... Here, this one's interesting. Potty Training Awareness Month.
That is important.
Very important.
For moms and dads who are doing the potty training, excited to eventually get their child out of diapers.
That's right.
It is Prevent Cancer from the Sun Month.
And then finally, it is Turkey Lovers Month.
So it's a lot more than just June Dairy Month.
Absolutely. I'm surprised. And some things that maybe belong in other months, like the Turkey Lovers, you know, I mean... I guess we can love turkey all year long, not on just Thanksgiving.
We got weather bottom of the hour, but our question of the morning is what, Sam?
Our question of the morning, we're talking about Brush with Fame. We did this one a little bit ago for kind of our newer question of the day for mid-mornings, but we're talking about Brush with Fame. What is your Brush with Fame? You can go ahead and send in your responses to 715-396-1670.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it in your own voice, and... we'll share one coming up after the 7:30 weather here on WWIB. Well, our question of the morning, you know, it was Pat Boone turns 90 tomorrow, and I had a brush with fame with him. Yeah, he was my brush. I ran into him at the Epcot Center in Florida in 1987. So I was like, hey, Pat, we play your music on WWIB, because we did then. We did. So anyhow, some, you know, here and there. But we're asking you about your brush with fame. Yes, this is a question Sam had on mid-mornings recently, his regular question of the day. And so we're asking you at 715-396-1670, preferably in your own voice, but we'll take it any way we can, for you to tell us. And we've got a few different answers, don't we, Sam?
We do. A couple in here on that listener line, 715-396-1670. This first one here, we're going to get this one rolling. This one is from our friend PCD John.
This is PCD John. You are asking for Brushes with Fame. Well, I've had dinner with Les Paul and Steve Miller. And also when I was 14 years old, I got to meet John Wayne and talk to him.
Wow.
For a while.
Cool.
So those were my brushes with fame.
Thanks, John. Also, Shelley in Chetek chimes in, 396-1670, says, went to Life Fest a few years ago, went out to dinner after. Jason Gray was there with his gang. She says she won the tickets right here on WWIB.
There you go. And then this last one here, and again, you can send in your responses too, 715-396-1670. Beth from Elk Mound pitches in as well.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound. And when I was 19 years old, I was in Hawaii and rode the elevator with Donny Osmond and his fiance at that time, and got his autograph and got a picture of him. It was a fun time.
Pretty nice.
You know, the tricky thing about doing these, you know, it was fun doing this as the question a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was. But I realized the tricky thing is I kind of set myself up because, you know, being a new generation.
You don't know some of these people.
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, Donny Osmond. Yeah, see, if you're old like me, I turn 60 next month, so I know some of these people. Right. Christina in Fairchild says Matthew West at OneFest.
There you go.
Let him sign a book. So
there you go. That's awesome.
Well, it's that time of the week. Our Friday tradition is to bring you the headlines. You lead busy lives. We know that. So we try to aggregate the news and boil it down to several headlines, and here we go. Memorial Day was on Monday, Sam, and that marked the unofficial beginning of summer.
Of course, the official start of summer is when your kid says, "I'm bored."
How soon will that happen, right?
Researchers are reminding us that eating highly processed foods leads to weight gain.
Yeah, that's why I'm happy to pay a little extra to make sure I'm getting 100% whole wheat M&Ms.
I knew they existed.
Or Oreos, actually, which I just had with my coffee. Just little mini ones, Sam. Just mini ones.
That's great.
A study finds that diet soda is better than water to help you lose weight. However, the study was funded by the beverage industry.
And also claimed that diet soda makes you smarter, better looking, and capable of watching any version of The Bachelor without gagging. Americans make up half of the world's richest 1%.
And we make up 98% of the world's people wearing sweatpants.
Only 98%?
A kind way of saying that we lead the world in obesity. NASA has unveiled a new way to predict weather using artificial intelligence.
So Siri will now know when it's going to rain before your knee does. Results from a survey regarding reading habits revealed that we still prefer physical books.
Even in the age of TikTok, nothing beats the nostalgia of a paper cut.
Maybe it's the pain bringing us back to reality.
And finally, scientists have reached what it would be like if humans were twice as intelligent.
Well, to start, we'd have at least 27 more flavors of Doritos.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you are all caught up.
You say that like a pro.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. And so this, when I do birthdays, Sam, around, you know this, filling in. I do birthdays around 6:20. We do birthdays, our promise of the day from 365promises.com. And then on Fridays, it's become a tradition to try to do what do we got for weekend birthdays and special events. Well, it just so happens Pat Boone turns 90 tomorrow. And I met him at the Epcot Center way back in 1987 and introduced myself. And told him we were playing some of his music on WWIB in Wisconsin. He thanked me for that. And so we sparked the question, tell us about your brush with fame. We're getting a lot of answers this morning.
Well, you know, I just mentioned to everyone, Mark, that we would be talking about hurricanes. So I guess we would be anticipating that coming up here.
Okay.
That's okay. That's all right. We do have a lot of responses there on our listener line here. At 715-396-1670, and just a couple, this one from about 7:30 last hour here, if I can get it running in just one second.
Hi, it's Elizabeth. My brush with fame was when I was a little girl at the Sioux Falls Airport, and he wasn't president then, but Richard Nixon was stopping by and flying through town. And so we were standing over by the gate, and he walked over, and I actually got to shake his hand. So there you go, Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah, okay. Wow, that's something.
Cool.
Yeah, there we go.
My history isn't great. Was he one of the good ones?
Well, I mean, he was president. He was president and was reelected, but then he resigned from office. The only president to ever do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, there you go.
All right. Well, let's we'll leave some of that and try to get to some of those later. But all right. Well, as long as you mentioned hurricanes. Yeah, we had talked about that. And then I think I changed the play at the line of scrimmage because we had so many answers after 8 o'clock, but maybe that wasn't clear. So, hey, tomorrow is June 1st. It is the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Now, we don't have to be worried about that directly, Sam, right? But, I mean, we might get some of the after effects of that.
That's right, and that would be interesting to live where it a place that would be affected by hurricanes. Life would be interesting.
You were just in Arkansas, but it didn't necessarily here.
I will say, though, will say, and I mentioned this yesterday, but Arkansas's the quality of storms in general is much better. And I say much better being more severe, but I like Arkansas storms better.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what it is, but either way. So the names, as we're talking about hurricanes here, for tropical cyclones are maintained and updated by the World Meteorological Organization.
It is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
And so the lists of names rotate every 6 years.
A name is retired only if a storm is so deadly or costly that the future use of its name for a different storm would be inappropriate for reasons of sensitivity, so according to the NOAA.
Yeah, so the first six names for the hurricane season are up. They're going to start with Alberto.
And then in alphabetical order, next one is Beryl.
Mm-hmm. And then Chris.
Debbie.
Ernesto.
Francine.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's great. I love that. I mean, to be on a committee that's naming hurricanes,
well, shouldn't
that be so interesting?
Shouldn't they reverse it at some point? I mean, you never have to get to the Z probably because there's not 26 hurricanes.
Or maybe you would, I don't know, you could start halfway through the alphabet. That way you give some other names a chance at, being honored to be a name of a hurricane.
Our quest for fairness on the WIB Wake Up Show.
That's right.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo and Sam with you. And the best of the week, drawing from less material, Sam, because Monday Dawson was in on Memorial Day, and so we didn't necessarily have content from there. He was kind of filling people in some of his segments about some of the various Memorial Day remembrances and events, parades and such that were going on. But drawing from Tuesday through Saturday, this is more like a par three. It's a little bit shorter, under 2.5 minutes, the best of the week right now.
So a fairly uneventful weekend, but other than the big thing, which was Memorial's graduation on Friday night, had a kid graduate, and that was quite exciting. I think not only was the ceremony fun, but right before the ceremony, there was a downpour for about 15 minutes, and of course it was outside, so lots of people caught in the rain. And yeah. But it was really good. It turned out to be a beautiful ceremony. And
that kind of reminded me, that story reminded me when Gary Smalley talks about families of honor, and he talked about going camping brings you together in the elements. And it sounded like that was the experience with those who were there in advance of the 7 o'clock Friday night graduation, was kind of some fun in terms of braving the rain together.
It was. You know, we had the experience. The family in front of us didn't have an umbrella. In fact, I'm sure a lot of people didn't. And so they kind of crowded under Heather's umbrella with her. And, you know, these people we've never talked to before, probably never seen before that we know of. And she's like, come on in, you know, and we're able to stay a little bit drier. And just the sense of community around that, I think, was fun to watch.
I'm wondering if this might be one that can get solved on a Tuesday for Tuesday Trivia. 1 in 6 of us under age 20 have never done this. 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done what?
Pulled over by the police.
Pulled over by the police because maybe you just haven't been driving long enough to do it, or you're actually a safe driver.
Yeah,
which would be
good driver.
Be better.
Better driver than some people I know. That's not it, though.
A few of the incorrect answers from yesterday. It's not use a landline. It's not dial a rotary phone. Not get pulled over by the police. It's not traveled out of state. Pass a driver's test. Just driving a car in general. It's not tasted an alcoholic beverage. Go on vacation out of the state of Wisconsin. Go to a drive-in movie. Use the newspaper. Want ads to find employment. Just a few of the wrong answers from yesterday.
Is it ride a bike?
Is it ride a bike? 1 in 6 of us.
Why would you say that?
I've never ridden a bike.
You think that's really true?
I think that there's a lot of kids these days who don't ride a bike.
Yeah, wow.
You're absolutely correct.
Sam, you're a winner. You're going to the candy shop in Menominee.
Is it ride a bike?
Is it ride a bike? 1 in 6 of us.
Why would you say that?
I've never ridden a bike.
You think that's really true?
I think that there's a lot of kids these days who don't ride a bike.
Yeah, wow.
You're absolutely correct.
Sam, you're a winner. You're going to the candy shop in Menominee.
Well, that last bit was so good, Mark. We just need to hear it again, right?
You know what? The last one was supposed to be Caleb talking about yesterday was his 10th anniversary. So somehow I messed that up, but he did mention it yesterday. And so a belated happy 10th anniversary. A decade of wonderful wedded bliss to he and Lindsay.
Well, congratulations to Caleb. And I now have a better idea as to why he is not here today. And that is probably a good thing.
And they're going camping.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. Very good.